Well, we made it. Today is week 4, day 5, the last day of our sessions of hearing the voice of God. I pray and I trust that these sessions have helped you to grow closer to God, your Heavenly Father. I pray that they've helped you to hear His voice. I pray that you've done those study guides. That's the practical stuff. If you haven't done the study guides, then go back and do the study guides. This is not a series that you can listen to. This is a series that's practical. It's something for you to do so that you can hear the voice of God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:20-21, it says, "Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophesying, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good." 1 Thessalonians 5:20-21, "Do not quench the Spirit." You know, from now on, let's not quench the Holy Spirit. Let's be available to the Spirit of God and allow the Holy Spirit to have His way. And let's not despise prophesying. Let's open our hearts and allow the Lord to speak to us. But again, we also need to test things to make sure that it's of God. And if it's good, we're going to hold on to it. And if it's not good, we're going to get rid of it. In this series, we've learned the truth. We've learned that God is our Father. God is your Father. God is my Father. My Father has a plan for my life. And then 3, my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. In this series, we have increased our faith through the knowledge of the Word of God. For we know this, Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We've increased our faith that God wants to speak to us with verses like these. In Psalm 85:8, "I will hear what the Lord God will speak in me, for He will speak peace unto His people." John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." In Isaiah 30:21, "And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right and when you turn to the left." In this series, we've learned how to use new tools to hear the voice of God. We've learned Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina is Lectio, Meditatio, Oratio, Contemplatio. We've learned that we simply need to pick up and read the Word of God and then chew on it, meditate on the Word. What are you saying to me, God? And then once God shows you what He's saying, then to begin to pray about that and ask for His help. And then in contemplation, just to sit there and to receive what God wants to give you. We've learned the hows of how to hear the voice of God. H, heart. O, others. W, world situations. S, sacred revelation. These are tools that we've received so that we can hear the voice of God. We've learned the 4 keys of hearing God's voice: to be still, to fix our eyes on Jesus, to surrender to the flow of the Spirit, and to write. We've learned letter writing to God, where we bear our heart to God and then allow God to bear His heart to us. We've also learned the importance of journaling and different techniques and tools that we can use, especially that indexing. I can't emphasize enough to you the importance of indexing. We have seen the Father. We've seen that the Father has given us the Spirit to come alongside and to help us. I hope that that's been one of the greatest revelations that you've received in this teaching. I hope that you've really come to appreciate that God, your Father, has sent you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the Paracletos, is the one who comes alongside to help. I hope that you'll realize the beauty of that gift of the Holy Spirit, that He's a person, and that the Spirit of God is there ready to help. And the Spirit comes to us with gifts, especially counsel, wisdom, and fortitude. Counsel is the gift whereby we know the will of God. Wisdom, the gift whereby we know how to do the will of God. And fortitude is the strength to do God's will. Use those gifts now of the Holy Spirit. Don't let this just be a teaching that you hear and you set aside. Let this become part of your life. When you're in a situation and you need to know God's will, ask for the gift of counsel. Then ask for wisdom, and then ask for fortitude. We have been equipped with discernment of spirits, and now we look for peace, non-contradiction, and wise counsel. Remember, those are the 3 things for discerning. Is there's going to be peace, God doesn't contradict Himself, and we're going to seek wise counsel. We've also become aware of those things that can get in the way of us hearing from God, and we've learned how to overcome these blocks in this series. We've also been equipped with the gift of tongues. If you've not received that gift, I want to encourage you to just, if you will, keep practicing. Just come before the Holy Spirit and say, "Fill me, Spirit of God." And then just begin to move your tongue. We've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God has filled us like on the day of Pentecost. You've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Do you know the day that that happened in this series? Look back and find that day and write it down in your Bible so you never forget it. What was the day that we prayed and it took hold for you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Yes, we've received the gift of tongues. We've received prophecy and word of knowledge through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And now we have guidelines for how to use these gifts. You know, we've learned much and we've grown much in this series. But now, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? What do we do with this increase of faith and tools to hear the voice of God? I want to give you seven things. Where do we go from here? I want to suggest seven things. Number one, when you pray, make sure to give time for God to speak. Use the tools that you've been given to listen. Remember, we learned way back when that prayer is not just a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue. And a dialogue involves two persons, where one person speaks and the other listens. And then the other speaks and the other listens. In your prayer time, I hope that you're starting to see prayer as an encounter with God, a time where you can come to God and speak to Him, but also a time where you can come to God and He can speak to you. So number one, make time in your prayer to listen to God. Number two, where do we go from here? When you're about your day, surrender to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and make this prayer. What do you want, Lord? Become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. As you're about your life, the Spirit of God is going to use you for other people. Become sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Allow Him to take you here and there and to this person and that person and to help with this situation and that situation. Trust. Trust that the Spirit of God wants to use you. Number three, when you're at a prayer gathering at church, open your heart to receive a word of prophecy or knowledge. Now, this might be scary in the beginning. Well, it probably will be. It's your flesh. Your flesh isn't used to being used by God. You're not used to being used by God. You're not used to it. So, whenever you're with the church and you're in prayer, see if God has a word for you. If your heart starts pounding, if words or images start coming to you, then speak Him out and let the church discern. Number four, before you make a decision on what to do or where to go, ask God for His guidance. I hope as a follow-up to this series, Where Do You Go From Here?, that you're going to become sensitive now to the will of God and wanting to do the will of God. And wanting to do the will of God starts with just simply asking, "What do you want, Lord?" Number five, carry your memorization cards with you and keep using them to build and strengthen your faith. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Take those memorization cards and carry them with you. Take one every now and then, maybe one a week or one a month, and go back and just really get it memorized and begin to ponder, what is this about? Teach me more about this, Lord. It'll increase your faith and it'll help you to believe that God wants to speak to you. Number six, pray in tongues on a regular basis. Remember, we learned that tongues softens our hearts so that the word of God can be planted in our heart. Tongues will soften you to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues on a regular basis. Daily, pray in tongues. When you go to Mass, pray in tongues. Now, you don't need to, don't be loud with it. Just under your breath. Whenever you go to pray, pray in tongues. Before you pray over someone or minister to them, pray in tongues. It'll soften your heart. And then number 7, help others to hear the voice of God. Pass on this series to them. Literally, just give them this series. When they need to hear a word from the Lord, listen with them and then for them. Make yourself available to people. Help them to hear the voice of God. There's so many people that are lost and they don't know the way. And guess what? Those people are sitting right in church, unfortunately. Do you think that's what God's plan was for them? For them just to wander through life wondering if they're getting it right or not? No, that's not God's plan. God wants us to be able to hear from him and to follow him. So what are the 7 again? Is number 1, when you pray, make room for God. When you're about your day, number 2, surrender to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Number 3, when you're at a prayer gathering, open up your heart to receive a word of prophecy or knowledge. Number 4, before you make a decision, talk to God about it and listen to what he has to say. Number 5, carry around those memorization cards and keep getting that word of God deep in your heart. Number 6, pray in tongues. Number 7, help others to hear the word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 17 through 18, we read, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." In another translation, it says that we're being changed from glory to glory. God wants to keep you growing in glory. Where do we go from here? Allow God to take you to that next level of glory. Where do we go from here? Surrender to the Holy Spirit's ministry. Allow the Spirit to come alongside and to help you. You know, I'm grateful for the gift of prophecy. I'm grateful that people hear from God. I would not be talking to you today if it wasn't because of a homeless woman who heard from God and then prophesied over me. I'll end with a story. It was January. As a matter of fact, I think it was January 7th. It was cold outside, believe it or not, and in Arizona it does get cold down in the desert. I had done a lot of work with homeless people, knew most of the homeless people in our area. The teens had a ministry to those in need, and we fed 350 people 5 nights a week. So I knew a lot of the homeless people in the area. I was the youth minister at Christ the King, and it was a Friday night. I was giving a presentation. Rob Estes was there, Adele Favela, so many people that are now in our community. You see, their children had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they wanted the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I was doing a retreat for them. It was a Friday night, and it was the beginning of the retreat. I was on my way across the campus to go over and to begin the talk when there was a woman sitting there in the cold. It was obvious that she was homeless. And I invited her to come inside just to get out of the cold. I said to her, "You know, I'm going to be giving this talk. I'm going to be preaching. I don't know if you want to listen, but at least come inside. You know, we'll have some coffee and some snacks, and I'd like you to come inside." So she came inside, and she was sitting in the back. I've got to be truthful with this. She was stinky. She was smelly. She was a homeless lady. She lived on the streets. So she was kind of sitting in the back by herself, and I'm up there, and I'm preaching up a storm. In the middle of my preaching, all of a sudden, this homeless woman stood up and she pointed her finger at me and she said, "Thus saith the Lord." And she began to prophesy how God was going to be taking me around the nation and that people would be baptized in the Holy Spirit all around the United States. So many things she said in that prophecy. She also prophesied that I'd be involved in a car accident 6 months from then. And that when the ambulance came, they would expect fatalities, but that we would not be hurt. I'm going to tell you right now, I was involved in a car accident 6 months right after that. Someone else hit me. It was their fault. The car that I was in spun 3 times. My sons Sean and Tim were in the back. Nothing happened to us. But when the paramedics got there, they came up to us. And you know what they said? "We expected fatalities." That woman prophesied that I would be all around the United States. and now I am. She set me forth into this ministry. God set me forth by speaking through this woman. Open your heart to the voice of God. I wonder how God wants to use you for others.